我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主，谢谢你给我们又一次机会来到你面前。
Lord, thank you once again for letting us come before you.
每次到你面前来翻开你的话，我们里面都看到你的宝贝心意。
Every time we come before you to read your words, we see your precious will.
主，在你手所做的工的里面，你实在是没有隐藏你自己所要得着的。
Lord, you never try to hide yourself in your work.
所以你有机会，你就向我们解开你的心思。
So whenever you have an opportunity, you open up your mind to us.
所以在你的话里头，不仅是叫我们看见过去的一些事实。
So in your words, not only did we see what happened in the past.
你很明确的叫我们看到，你的心意是调在你手所做的工的里头。
And very accurately, you let us see that your heart is in your work.
你所有的工作就是根据你自己的心意。
All your works are based on your will.
从永远到永远，你没有改变你这样做工的法则。
From eternity to eternity, you never change the principle of your works.
所以从你手所做的，我们看见你在地所要得的。
So from the work in your hands, we see that what you wish to gain on earth.
所以我们仰望你，当你的话语一打开。
So Lord, we look upon you whenever your words are opened up.
你也同样让我们的心向你也敞开。
Similarly, our hearts will be opened up to you.
主啊，你从上头把话给我们的时候。
Lord, when you give us your words from above.
你让我们里面都发出共鸣。
Let us echo within our hearts.
也叫我们里面受到光照。
And let us be shined upon.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow down and worship you.
我们一直下来都看到这个事实。
That we have always seen this fact.
你的工作实在只有你自己才能做。
It is you who can accomplish your work.
所以我们求你给我们看见你做工的手。
So let we pray that you let us see the hands of your work.
也看见你所要做的工。
And to see the work that you wish to accomplish.
因此我们不敢伸出手来。
So that we dare not to stretch out our hands.
来打扰你自己的所要做的。
And to disturb what you wish to do.
主，但愿我们里面有一个苏醒的灵。
Lord, may we have an awakened heart within us.
很准确的叫我们看到你自己的作为。
Very accurately that we can see your works.
我们就跟上你心里边所有的安排。
So we'll follow the arrangement your heart desires.
不然我们走在你的前头。
So that we won't walk ahead of you.
也不叫我们落在你的后边。
And we won't fall behind.
你怎么行走？
However you work, we
walk.
And we'll follow on.
主啊，我们仰望。
Lord, we look upon you.
晚上求你再次借着你自己的话。
This evening, may you use your words once again.
向我们再次发出亮光。
And to shine upon us.
我们仰望你。
We look upon you.
听我们的祷告。
You listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. We read the last chapter of the 13th chapter.
Last time we read at the end of chapter 13,
我们看到一个非常严肃的事实。
We saw a very solemn matter.
那就是福音，无论在耶路撒冷或者是在外邦。
The gospel, no matter where it was in Jerusalem or in the among the Gentiles.
神的那一个带领总是把犹太人先带到他的面前。
According to the guidance of God, that He wishes to bring the Jews first before Him.
因为神是按照先是犹太人，后是希利尼人这一个次序来显明他的工作。
Because God is working according to the order, first the Jews and then the Gentiles.
但是等到犹太人显出他们就是拒绝主。
But when the Jews have shown that they are rejecting the Lord.
那么神给他们机会，他们不愿意接过来。
That God has given them an opportunity, but they would not receive the opportunity.
那主的带领就在那里显明一个很大的转变。
And that's a big change in God's guidance.
就透过十三章四十六节保罗和巴拿巴所说的那个话指出来了。
And it's pointed out through the words spoken by Paul and Barnabas.
那里怎么说呢？
In verse 46.
那里说神的道先讲给你们，原是应当的。
It says that we had to speak the word of God to you first.
只因你们弃绝这道，
断
定自己不配得永生。
Since you reject it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life,
我们就转向外邦人去。
We now turn to the Gentiles.
因为主曾这样吩咐我们说。
For this is what the Lord has commanded us.
我已经立你做外邦人的光，叫你施行救恩，直到地极。
I have made you a light for the Gentiles, that you may bring salvation to the ends of the world.
那弟兄姊妹，从福音的那一个传扬，我们看到这样的一个法则。
From the spreading of the gospel, we see this principle.
但是这一个法则不是只是在这一个地方适用。
But the principle doesn't only apply here.
我们过去在读第一章的时候，我们也轻轻提了一下。
When we read chapter 1, we lightly touched upon it.
犹大卖主，放弃了他的职分。
That Judas, he betrayed the Lord and gave up his commission.
神就兴起另外一个人来代替他。
And God raised up another person to take his place.
旧约的扫罗在神面前不一心一意地寻求神。
And in the Old Testament, Saul did not seek after the Lord.
神就兴起大卫来代替他。
And God raised up David to take his place.
这给我们看到一件很严肃的事的。
And we see a solemn matter here.
神所要做的，神一定做成功。
What God wished to do, he would accomplish it.
但是神先是把他所要做的显明那些与他亲近的人。
But God first manifests what he wished to do to those who are close to him.
如果那些与他亲近的人放弃他们的责任。
But if those who are close to him forsake their responsibilities.
或者说他们背弃主的带领。
Or they reject God's guidance.
那主就暂时把他们放在一边。
Then the Lord would put them aside momentarily.
神就另外兴起人来。
And he will raise up other people.
要叫神所要做的 都做成。
So that what he wished to do would be accomplished.
我们读哥林多前书的时候，我们读到有保罗交通的一句话。
When we read the First Corinthians, we
那句话虽然不是非常明显的，放在这一类的事上。
We read something spoken by Paul, which is not very significantly placed here.
但是你从保罗那个交通的话里面，你看到一件事，
But,
是保罗心里面常常。给自己一个警觉的。
But we see that what Paul has fellowship, that is also a reminder for himself.
我怕传福音给别人，自己反给弃绝了。
That I'm afraid after I spread the gospel to other people, that I myself will be forsaken.
那个话你可以这样去领会。
And you can understand this verse.
我外面是跟随主。
Outwardly, I'm following the
Lord. 但是我里面却没有给主地位。
But inwardly, I didn't give the Lord any position.
那个结果呢？
As a result.
我在神的面前也没有一个好的结局。
Then I myself would not have a good ending before the Lord.
那我们要是我们看到这个都是这一个从一个原则里边给我们看得出来的。
And we see that all these are under one principle.
那因此我们看到十三章的末了的时候。
So when we read the end of chapter 13.
这一个事情对我们来说也是一个非常严肃的警告吧。
And this is what we can also call this a warning for us.
我们若是不能给主用，
if we cannot be used by the Lord,
主就放弃我们，另外兴起人来。
Then the Lord would forsake us and raise up someone else.
对个人是这样。
It's true for any individuals.
对整体也是这样。
And for the whole corporation is the same.
那么现在既然在比西底的安提阿那个地方。犹太人明显的拒绝。
So because of the Jews in Pisidian, the Antioch, that they clearly rejected the Lord.
所以保罗他们就转到外邦人当中去。
So Paul, they turned and went to the Gentiles.
但是你看见每到一个新的地方。
But every time they arrive in a new place.
保罗仍然是按照那一个族的那个做工的那个次序先到。犹太人的中间。
And Paul still followed the order of the Lord. He first went to the Jews.
所以十四章一开始，你就看到他们离开比西底的安提阿，就到了以哥念。
So in chapter 14, we see that they left Antioch in Pisidian and went to Iconium.
他们首先就进了犹太人的会堂。
And first they entered to the Jewish synagogue.
在那里就传起福音来。
And they began to spread the gospel.
主也很赐福。
And God really blessed them.
那就让好些那个听见的人，包括犹太人和希利尼人， 都接受了。
And many who heard the gospel, including Jews and Gentiles, they believed.
但是大部分的犹太人还是拒绝。
But for the most part, the Jews were rejecting them.
所以他们松动那个外邦人来对付保罗和巴拿巴。
So they incited the Gentiles to deal with Paul and Barnabas.
但是主使用他们两个人继续留在那里来显明神的作为。
But God used these two people and let them stay there until and continue to spread the gospel.
那结果这个以哥念那里头的人呢、啊，就分成两批。
So there was a division among the people in Iconium.
这些人不是说犹太人。
And they are not Jews.
是说本地人。
Is the local people.
那本地的人，他们就分成两个部分。
The local people they divide into two groups.
一部分是附和这个犹太人。
And one group they sided with the Jews.
一批人呢，他们是跟着使徒们。
And the other follow the apostles.
弟兄姊妹，你特别留意这里。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
他说有服从犹太人的。
It says here some sided with the Jews.
那犹太人是什么人？
And who are the Jews?
犹太人是神的选民。
They are the chosen people of God.
神选召他们，把律法传给他们。
That God chose them and gave them the laws.
但是呢？
But
他们没有从律法的里头领会神的心意。
They did not understand God's heart through the laws.
结果他们就是从字句上面来死守着那个律法。
As a result, they hold fast to the letters and the
laws. 所以现在保罗和巴拿巴来传福音的时候，他们就觉得这个事情怎么可以接受。
So when Paul and Barnabas, when they spread the gospel, they would not accept this.
那所以他们就认为保罗跟巴拿巴他们所做的是大逆不道。
They thought that Paul and Barnabas, they're going against the laws.
他们简直是胡说八道。
That they were just not making sense.
一定要对付他们。
So they had to deal with them.
那所以他们就弄到在路斯，在以哥念这一个地方。
So this happened in Iconium.
就兴起一个非常明显的反对。
And there's a very clear opposition here.
那么在这样的光景的底下，
And under this circumstance,
保罗和巴拿巴他们就离开以哥念。
Paul and Barnabas they left Iconium.
好了，弟兄姊妹们，在这一段时间里头发生的事，
And within this period of time,
我们就留意到一件事情很严肃了。
We can see some very serious matter here.
头一件事情我们看犹太人。
First thing we look at the Jews.
他们在那里不但是自己去对付使徒们。
Not only did they deal with the apostles themselves.
他们也松动本地人去对付使徒们。
They also incited the local people to deal with the apostles.
但是对犹太人本身来说呢？
But for the Jews.
他们并不是说他们不要神。
It's not that they did not want God.
但是他们要神，却不是按照神自己的方法。
But the way they want to have God is not according to God's way.
但是人家会说。
And then people would say.
摩西的律法是神给的。
The laws of Moses was passed down by God.
我们不能容让摩西的律法受损害。
That we would not let Moses' laws to be harmed.
现在保罗跟巴拿巴在这里，他们明明就是在那里拆毁了那个摩西的律法。
So Paul and Barnabas, they're apparently tearing down Moses' laws.
这个怎么可以呢？
How could that be?
他们没有领会。
They did not understand.
律法上一切的事情
Everything in the laws
都是指着神的儿子来说的。
They're all pointing at the Son of God.
我们以前不是特别提了一件事吗？
That we have mentioned before.
那就是摩西在生命记十八章上头所指明的。
In Deuteronomy 18 that Moses has pointed out something.
将来在你们当中要有一个人兴起来像我。
In the future, there will be one raised up like me.
如果人家不听他的话，这个人就要从民中剪除。
If anyone does not listen to him, he will be cut off from the people.
我们那是已经很清楚的说了。
And that was very clearly said.
你就是完全把律法都守好。
If you keep the whole law.
但是你不听从这个给神兴起来的 弟兄。
But if you would not listen to this brother written by God,
他也不能活在神的面前。
That you cannot live before God.
这说出什么？
And what does it mean?
这说出将来神所兴起的那个要比旧约的律法是更有权柄。
So that means the person that God would raise up in the future would be higher above than the law.
但是这并不是说权柄就落空了。
But that doesn't.
对不起，这不是说那个律法就落空了。
But that doesn't mean the laws would be in vain.
律法没有落空。
That the laws are not in vain.
因为律法里边所说到的都是指着这一个人啊。
Because what the laws pointed at is this person.
现在他来把律法成全了。
Now he's come to accomplish the law.
并不是等于把律法废掉。
But doesn't mean he's getting rid of the law.
只是把律法所要求的他做好。
But only he is here to fulfill the requirements of the law.
所以我们的主到地上来的时候。
So when our Lord came to the earth.
他跟门徒的说一些事情，说到有一天说到一些事的时候。
There's one day he was telling the disciples.
他就说到那个新瓶新酒的那个一个比方了。
He was talking about the new wine and the wineskin.
说到那个新衣服新布的那个比方了。
And the new clothing, the new cloth.
那个意思是什么？
And what does all this mean?
你要是老是抱着那个老那个旧的，
If you keep holding onto the
old, 你不按照神所显明的来跟上神所显出来的，
And you don't follow according to what God has manifested,
那你是没有结局的，
Then you would not have a good ending.
你没有下文的，
And you would be in vain.
你也没有路的，
And you won't have a way.
你根本就不知道你要在神面前得什么的？
Because you don't know at all what you want to gain from God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在犹太人他们反对福音，就是在这种光景的里头。
Now the Jews that they're rejecting the gospel is under this condition.
他们只知道律法的表面。
They only know the service of the law.
却不知道律法的精义是指着神的儿子。
But they do not understand the spirit of the law is pointing at God, the Son of God.
这是在外邦的犹太人。
And this is the Jews among the Gentiles.
但是在耶路撒冷，在犹大的犹太人也好不到哪里去。
But for the Jews in Jerusalem or Judah,
我们大会看到十五章，我们就看到了。
And when we read on to chapter 15, we'll see.
我在这里先提出这样的一件事，让弟兄姊妹们等我们看到十五章的时候，你就晓得这里面所引发的问题是何等的严肃。
So let me first point out one thing. So when we read on to chapter 15, we know how serious it is.
那好了，那现在使徒们既然他们反对
，So now the apostles they're facing opposition.
哦，他们就离开以格涅。
Then they were leaving. They left Iconium.
他们就到了路斯德、特庇这两个城和周围的地方。
And they arrived Lystra and Derbe.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers, take note.
圣灵记录这一件事情是用一个桃子。
When the Holy Spirit recorded this matter, she used the word fled or fled.
那这个好像是逃啊，好像不很光明，是不是？
It's as if it's not something not to be boast of to flee a place.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
主在这里，圣灵在这里用这一个字。来说明他们的行程。
The Holy Spirit uses this word to illustrate the journey.
有一个非常非常明显的意思在这里。
There's a very significant meaning here.
当然这个事情和主自己所说的话是有关联。
Because this matter has to do with what the
Lord said. 有人在这个城逼迫你们。
When someone opposes you in this city.
你们就逃到另外一个城去。
Then you should flee to another city.
你不逼迫那些逼迫你的人硬碰。
You don't have to be in opposition to those who persecute you.
你就离开那个地方、就是。
You can just leave that place.
但是主是用那个逃字来说出那个离开。
But the Lord uses the word flee to describe the departure.
一面是说出。
On one hand, it says.
环境上的那个凶险。
The dangerous condition.
你非逃不可。
You have to flee.
你不逃，你就丧命。
If you don't flee, you lose your life.
当然但是这个不是最重要的意思。
But this is not the most important meaning.
这个只是在那里说出那个环境上的情况。
This is only to describe the condition, the environment there.
严肃的在哪里？
What's a serious point there?
就正如我们读第八章的时候，是不是第八章？其实应该是十一章。
是
因着第八章的事情引起十一章所说，他们分散到各地去。
It's because of what happened in chapter 8 that in chapter 11 it says they scattered to other places.
但是那个分散是背负着一个任务啊。
And the scattering has a commission.
或者是背负着一个见证。
Or there's a testimony there.
这一个见证就是传扬主的道。
The testimony is to spread God's word.
是那以前他们离开耶路撒冷是这样。
So they left Jerusalem before it was like this.
现在他们又显明出来，仍然是这样。
And now it's the same manifestation.
人物已经是不同的人物。
They're different people.
但是都是信主的人。
But they are all believers.
不管他们是从耶路撒冷出来。
No matter where they came out from Jerusalem.
或者他们是从安提阿出来。
Or they departed from
Antioch. 现在最具体的来说，他们从以哥念离开。
And now they are leaving from Iconium.
他们仍然是在那里显明。福音的见证。
They are still there to manifest the testimony of the gospel.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这给神的教会看到一件事情。
It lets the church of God see one thing.
不管我们在什么地方。
No matter where we are.
我们所在的地方就是福音的工厂。
Wherever we are is the workshop of the gospel.
你不一定要跑到老远老远去。
You don't have to go to far away places.
主有差遣，你一定要去。
That God would may not commit you to other places.
主如果差遣，你一定要去。
If God can give you a commission, that you have to go.
但是主没有给你差遣的话呢？
But if God didn't give you a commission,
本地就是我们的工厂。
The local places would be your workshop.
这是很明显的一件事情。
And this is very clear.
因为神的儿女。
Because the children of God,
活在地上的那个意义就是做主的见证。
The meaning of our lives on this earth is to
God's testimony. 我们常说，如果不是主不是要这样用我们，主一拯救我们的时候就把我们接走，那干脆的很。
We say that if God doesn't want to use us, when He saves us, He can just receive us right away.
但是主没有把我们接去。
But God did not receive us right away.
主把我们留在地上。
He leave us on earth.
在地上的时候也许比较安逸。
Maybe on this earth we have a comfortable
life. 也许有时你要逃避环境。
Or maybe sometimes you have to flee the environment.
但是不管你是安逸也好，是要逃避也好。
But no matter whether you're comfortable or you have to flee.
做主的见证这个事情，不因着环境的转变而有任何的变化。
To be God's testimony, it doesn't change according to the environment.
那现在他们来到路斯德了。
So now they came to Lystra.
神就在那个地方给他们安排好。
And God has already made arrangement for
them. 因为在那里有一个人，他是两脚没有力的，生来就瘸腿的。
That's a person who's crippled in his feet from birth.
从来没有走过路。
And he has never walked.
生下来，这 baby 的时候是躺着了，没问题。
He was born as crippled.
但是长起来的时候也站不起来。
And after he grows up, he could not stand.
所以他一生都没有走过路。
So he has never walked in his life.
那当他听保罗传福音。
And he was listening to God, to Paul when he was spreading the gospel.
他里面就有反应。
And he had a reaction inside.
那保罗看他，看见他的时候。
When Paul looked at him.
见他里面，就看到他里面的反应。
And he saw the reaction he had inside.
他知道神要医治这一个人。
And he knew that God wished to heal this person.
所以他就说。
So he said.
你起来。
Stand up.
两个脚站直。
Stand up on your feet.
那个人就站跳起来。
And that man jumped up.
又行走。
And began to walk.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
你看到当时圣灵在这里带领使徒们行作神迹。
And we see that the Holy Spirit guiding the apostles to perform miracles.
你看到那个动作简单不简单？
Was this action simple?
简单的很。
It was very simple.
你回想。
If you think about it.
彼得在美门医治那个瘸腿的也是。
And Peter when he healed a crippled person at the gate of Beautiful.
简单不简单？
Was it simple?
简单的。
It's very simple.
奉主的名。
In the Lord's name.
事情就解决了。
And the matter was solved.
没有很多什么样的动作。
It was not a lot of movement or actions involved.
为什么他们能这样？
And how could they do these things?
像我们的主一样。
Just like our Lord.
主怎么说事情就怎么成就。
Whatever our Lord said, things would be accomplished.
当然现在不是他们自己。
But now it's not by themselves.
就像彼得已经在那里宣告了。
Just as Peter has proclaimed.
不是因为我们的虔诚。
It's not because of our piety.
乃是因为拿撒勒人耶稣的名。
It's all because of the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
弟兄姊妹们，一个在圣灵的引导的底下所显明出来的工作，就是那么干干净净的。
The work that's manifested under the guidance of the Holy Spirit is so simple.
我们是在感谢神。
We thank Lord indeed.
你要看见什么是人的工作，或是人的人的那种活动，什么是圣灵的工作，你就从这里就看到了。
If you want to discern what is man's work and what is the work of the Holy Spirit, you can see it from here.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那在路士在这个路士德这一个地方，神就让保罗跟巴拿巴一进城就做了这样的一件事。
And in Lystra, this place that God would let Paul and Barnabas to
perform this. 那么所以整个路士德城啊都轰动起来了。
So the whole city was in riot.
因为从来没有人见过这样的事。
Because they've never seen such things.
一个从来不会行走的人现在可以蹦蹦跳了。
The person who has never walked now can jump.
他们就觉得哎呦，保罗跟巴拿巴他们做这个事情做得太棒了。
They think that this is really a great thing that Paul and Barnabas did.
所以他们当中啊就有人就传起来了。
So now there's a saying among them.
他说有神来到我们当中了。
They said that the gods have come down to us in human form.
是神借着人的形象来到我们中间了。
It's the gods came down in human form.
那于是他们就给保罗跟巴拿巴都起了名字。
Now they gave Paul and Barnabas names.
他们叫巴拿巴做丢失。
And they call Barnabas Zeus.
叫保罗做希尔米。
And Paul Hermes.
丢失是什么呢
？And what is Zeus?
那我们要是熟悉那个希腊神话的。
If we know the Greek mythology.
那希腊神话呢？他们就有许许多多的神的。
And they have a lot of gods.
好像那些诸神呢，是他们一个集团。
And their gods is a corporation.
就统管了是地上什么各种各样的事。
And the gods reign the earth.
然后在这些许多的希腊的神的里边，他们有一个首领。
And among all the Greek gods, there's a leader.
这个首领就是丢失。
And the leader is Zeus.
那希尔米是谁呢
？And who's Hermes?
在希腊神话里边就说。
And in within the Greek mythology,
希尔米跟丢失的那个关系是父亲跟儿子。
Zeus and Hermes, they're father and son.
但是他在这个诸神当中的那个功用是什么呢
？But among the gods, what are their functions?
他是做一个传话的人。
He's someone who proclaimed the words.
所以他们就称他希尔米。
So he called him Hermes.
因为这个希尔米就是那一个常常说话的。
Because Hermes is the one who speaks often.
丢失自己本身不大说话的。
And Zeus doesn't speak very often.
他说话就让希尔米去传出来。
Whatever he wants to say, he'll let Hermes do the job.
当时他们看见保罗讲很多话。
So now they see that Paul spoke a lot.
好像巴拿巴站在那里，很有那个看头的。
It's like Barnabas standing there, he has a lot of authority.
我们不知道巴拿巴长得怎么样。
We don't know how what Barnabas looked
like. 反正当时人就觉得巴拿巴是首领，保罗是为巴拿巴说话的。
But the people at that time they considered Barnabas as a leader, and Paul spoke for him.
那所以他们就把他这两个就这样来。起个名字。
So that's how they gave them these names.
然后
，and then，
那里那个丢失庙里边的那些祭司啊，听到说丢失来到我们中间，那得了
？And then those priests among the in the temples of Zeus, they heard that Zeus came.
啊，他们呢就牵着牛，拿着花圈来，要向使徒们献祭。
And they brought the bulls and the weaves to wanted to offer to the apostles, offer sacrifices to the apostles.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你留意。
Let's take note.
我们先不说底下是怎么样。
Let's not go on what's going on following.
我们先说这一个事情里面，是不是就是普通一般人的对一些神奇做神奇的事的人的反应
？We just mentioned, is this the reaction of among the people reacting to the miracles?
我们有足够的理由相信。
And we have reasons to believe.
在这些动作的背后是有撒旦的诡计。
Behind all these actions is the schemes of Satan.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
如果我们细细的体会，一直看体会这里边所说的
，If we try to understand it in detail，
你看到撒旦在这里做一件事情
，We see that Satan is performing something here.
但是他有两个箭头。
But there are two arrowheads here.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得箭头都一定要伤人的。
And you know that arrowhead would harm people.
这是一个箭头，一根箭有两个箭头。
This is one arrow with two heads.
用中国人的话来说，就是一箭双雕的那根箭。
It's just like what we say, we kill two birds with one stone.
头一个箭头是什么
？The first arrowhead, what is it?
那是对付神。
Is to deal with God.
现在他们来传福音。
So now they are here to spread the gospel.
他们要把人带到神的面前。
And they wish to bring people before God.
也有那个神迹奇事在那里证明这个事实。
And they also perform miracles to identify what they're doing.
你说他们没有神的能力在那里，也不是。
And you cannot say that they do not have God's power.
你说他们所做的是骗人的，这个也讲不过来。
And you cannot say what they're doing is deceiving people.
因为明明看到一个生来是缺腿的人现在走动得非常方便。
Because you can clearly see this crippled person now can walk.
那你怎么来把这个事情纠正过来呢？从撒旦的那一方面。
And how can you turn this matter to its right track?
这有点像耶路撒冷的祭司们在主复活了以后，他们用钱买通的兵丁说，晚上耶稣的门徒把他的尸体偷走，就说他复活，是同一样的东西。
This is very similar to after the Lord was risen, the priests in Jerusalem, they gave money to the soldiers and tell them to tell the people that the apostles paid them money and stole the body of Jesus.
现在巴拿巴跟扫罗在这里行了一个神迹。
And now Paul and Barnabas, they have performed a miracle.
然后就向他们传出福音。
And they spread the gospel.
那如果人家接受这个福音。
If people receive this gospel.
他们就归向神。
And they would turn to God.
但撒旦不甘心。人归上神
，But Satan would not let it happen.
他要打乱这个事情
，And he wished to disturb this.
那怎么打乱法
？And how can he disturb this?
他们就在这里做一件事
，And they're doing one thing here.
哎呦，真的是有神来到我们中间啊
！And they said, indeed, the gods have come.
这两个就是
，And these are the gods.
这两个就是了
，These are the gods.
说你们敬拜这两个人就可以了
，So you should just worship these two people.
用这么一看到这个就诡计就是诡计
，Brothers and sisters, you see the scheme?
外面说的很。好像很动听
，outwardly as it is very good，
里面却是在那里抵挡福音。
But inwardly is opposing the gospel. This is one side.
另一方面
，on the other hand，
那是对着使徒们。
It's dealing with the apostles.
他要挑动人肉体的软弱。
That he wanted to incite the weakness among inside man.
他在那里抬举人。
That he's there to exalt man.
要把人那个骄傲的心情或是那个自信的心情都挑起来。
So he wanted to incite the flesh, the pride and the confidence of man.
当然，使徒们根本就没有这样的情形。
Of course, the apostles do not have that condition.
但是他要挑动他们。
But Satan wishes to incite them.
让他们看见你们两个人多厉害。
So they would consider themselves great.
你看你们做了多大的事情。
That you can see yourself performing these miracles.
多神奇的事情。
All those miraculous things.
换不是别人，没有人做得出来。
And no one else could do the same thing.
你们能做。
And you could do this.
你们 跟神这差不了多少。
That you are almost the same as God.
你们虽然不是神，也跟神差不了多少。
Even though you're not God, but you're almost like God.
就是在暗暗的在人的心思里面又放一支火箭。
And this is like shooting an arrow into man's heart.
啊，所以我们看到保罗那个以弗所书上到穿上神的全副军装的时候，神说有一个信心的盾牌。
So when we read the Ephesians, we see the armor of God.God's armor, that's a faith, the shield of faith there.
可以灭尽仇敌一切的火箭。
That will destroy all the flaming arrows of the state of the opposer.
我们真要看见福音的传开。
So we see that, brothers and sisters, the spreading of the gospel.
接上来的教会的建造。
And also the building of the church.
都是在那一个很激烈的属灵的征战的过程里。
They are both within the spiritual battle. It's a very severe battle. If you spread the gospel and not see that's a spiritual battle, and this gospel would not be spread very well. Because we are not trying to stand against the enemy. And if we do not understand that the building of the church is a spiritual battle.
人对教会的长成就根本就不放在心里。
That we would not consider it very seriously about the building of the church.
但弟兄姊妹们，教会的长成。
But the growth of the church, brothers and sisters.
是神必须要做成功的。
This is what God would accomplish for
sure. 因为教会的长成不是说到他那个外形的扩充。
Because the growth of the church is not just an outward expansion.
教会的长成是根据一个事实。
The growth of the church is based on one fact.
那就是基督做元首。
Which is the Lord as the head.
有了这样的一个事实。
If we have this fact.
才引出教会其余的在其他的方面来显明。基督做元首的这个事实。
Then it will bring out all aspects of the church to manifest the Lord is the head.
那因此我们看到整个神在地上所做的工，从始祖时候的时候就开始。
So we see that the work of the Lord starting from the period of the apostles.
点点滴滴都是带着属灵的征战。
Bit by bit, it all consists of the spiritual battle there.
那我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当时你看到使徒们面对这样的光景的时候，
and we see that the apostles they were facing this condition.
他们怎么应付这个光景呢？
How could they deal with the condition?
一面你要交代着听见福音的人没有给领错路。
On one hand, they would not lead those people who listen to the gospel astray.
而一面要保守自己不落在仇敌的陷阱里。
On the other hand, they would keep themselves from falling into the enemy's
trap. 你看他们怎么做？
And what could they do?
人家带着牛羊来。
Those people bring the bulls.
带着花圈来。
And they bring the wreaths.
来到那里就要向他们下拜。
And they wanted to worship them.
你怎么样呢？
What should you do?
我们看到使徒们当时。
We see that apostles at that time.
他们就撕开衣服。
They tore their clothes.
就跳进众人的中间。
And they rushed into the crowd.
这是一个属灵的聪明。
And this is a spiritual wisdom.
你要敬拜
if you want to worship,
那你必须是以为我们两个人是神
and you thought that we were gods,
那你必须是要向着我们来敬拜
then you have to worship us.
如果你一直在站在那里
if you continue to stand there,
虽然你不要接受这个敬拜
even though you don't want to accept this worship,
但他们就是向你敬拜
but they will worship you.
你也没有办法
and you could do nothing.
但是感谢神
but thank God.
圣灵让他们里面很有反应。
The Holy Spirit.
他们立刻就跑到众人的中间。
Let them react this way. They rush into the crowd.
跟众人混在一起。
And they among the crowd.
你要敬拜。
If you want to worship.
你怎么敬拜呢？
How can you worship?
你无从下手敬拜。
That you have no way to begin.
这个是把当时的那一个场合啊打乱了。
So they disturbed the condition at that time.
然后在那里，他们就很严肃的做出那个见证。
And then they solemnly spoke.
说到你要敬拜神，那是对的，但是你必须寻找那个真的神来敬拜。
Then they say that it's right for you to worship God, but you have to find the right God to worship.
那什么是哪一个神是真的呢？
So who's the right God?
创造天地宇宙万物的那一个神是真的。
The one who made heaven and earth and everything.
你不要以为我们神话故事里面所说的丢失他是真的神。
Don't think that Zeus in the story, he's a real god.
你要是看那个希腊神话的时候，丢失怎么出来的，都没有交代。
When you read the Greek mythology, you don't even know how Zeus came about.
希腊的诸神是怎么出来的，没有交代。
And how the Greek gods came about, they did not
tell us. 不像我们的。
Tell us. It's not like our God.
就是那么明显的宣告说，我是自由拥有的。
Our God clearly proclaimed that I am that I am.
一切都是从我开始。
And everything's from me.
你们要敬拜神，你要找到那个真的神，活的神来敬拜。
If you want to worship God, you have to find the right and living God to worship.
不是这样的。
And not like this.
从前，这里头很有意思。
And it's very interesting here.
他从前的时代，神任凭万国各行其道。
It says in the past, God let all nations go on their own way.
因为他们没有办法知道谁是真的，谁是假的。
Because they could not discern who is correct, who is real, who is not real.
所以神就任凭他们。
So God let them be.
但现在呢？
But now,
神显明了。
That he has shown himself.
他是谁？
Who he is.
他做了什么事？
And what he has done.
你们要借着他和他所做的事情来归向他。
So through him and what he has done, you should turn to him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我们看到当时使徒们在外邦的时候，
We see that the apostles among the Gentiles.
你先是看见他们给人来反对。
You see that first they are opposed by the people.
现在你看到，
And now you see.
他们又碰到另外的一种变相的反对，那就是外邦的宗教。
And that now they're facing another condition is the religions.Of the Gentile people.
那也就是偶像的宗教。
Which is the idols worshipper.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
使徒们一面坚守在自己所占的地位。
The apostles, on one hand, they hold fast to the positions.
一面又在那一种好像很不调和的场合的里边，仍然是做主的见证。
And on the other hand, among this difficult situation, they still be the testimony of God.
那么在路斯德是这样。
In Lystra is this way.
那然后呢？
And then,
从安提阿和以哥念的那些犹太人，他们跟踪就来了。
The Jews from Iconium and Antioch, they followed him.
他们鼓动众人就说，保罗在这里做这个事情，简直是侮辱你们。
They incited the people and say that Paul is insulting you.
把你们那个丢失都放到一边了。
That he would put Zeus aside.
这样的人不能活，让他活了。
And you should not let him live.
所以众人就用石头把保罗打死。
So the people stoned Paul.
他们也以为他真的是死了。
And they thought they stoned him to death.
但圣经没有说保罗给打死了。
But the Bible didn't say that Paul was stoned to death.
他保罗给他们打得好像是死了。
But Paul was stoned to a point that he was like
dead. 他们就把他的身体拖到城外。
And he dragged his body outside of the city.
感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他苏醒过来。
He awakened.
他昏过去。
He fainted.
他苏醒过来。
But he was awakened.
他又回到城里头。
And he went back to the city.
又继续在那里传福音。
And he continued to spread the gospel.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这是当时使徒们的脚踪。
And this is the footsteps of the apostles.
但是这个使徒们的脚踪背后是圣灵在那里的引导和管理。
But the apostles' footsteps was guided by the Holy Spirit.
让他们虽然遇到非常不容易的难处，但是他们轻看那些难处。
So even though they had to face these difficulties, but they did not take them seriously.
然后他们又到特庇这一个城去。
And then they went to another city.
传福音。
And they spread the gospel.
那现在到这里，他保罗头一次出外的那个行程就走完了。
So now at this point, Paul has finished his first journey.
从安提阿就到了比西底的 Antioch.
So from Antioch, he went to Antioch in Pisidian.
先到了那个地方，居比路。
And went to.
居比路。
Cyprus.
然后就到了比西底的安提俄。
And went to Antioch in Pisidia.
然后就到了这个以哥念。
And went to Iconium.
然后到路斯德，最后到特庇。
Lystra and to Derbe.
他头一次的路程就走完了。
And this is his first journey completed.
但是我们留意他的回程。
But we need to pay attention to his journey back.
他们都是从原来的那个路回去。
And he did not go back by the original route.
所以从特庇起点就到这个以哥念。
So he started.
就到路斯德。
He started from Derbe back to Lystra.
然后到以哥念，然后就安提俄。
And from Iconium to Antioch.
这个是比西底的安提俄。
And this is Pisidian Antioch.
我想弟兄姊妹留意的是什么呢？
And what I like, brothers and sisters, to take note this.
在他们回程的时候。
When they returned.
那是他们离开安提那个。亚细亚的安提阿究竟有多久？
How long did it pass after they left Antioch in Asia?
我们没有办法有资料来计算出保罗花了多少时间在这一段的路程。
That we do not have the information to calculate the time.
我们姑且说。
But we can say this.
算他一年吧。
It's about 1 year.
大概会差不多。
It's probably about 1 year.
也许少一点，也许多一点。
Maybe it's a little bit more, maybe a little bit less.
但是不管是多一点还是少一点。
But no matter what,
你不能不稀奇。
You cannot but to be amazed.
当他们回城的时候。
When they returned.
在各地的教会，他做了一件什么事？
What did he do among the different churches?
一面他是劝勉弟兄们要。为着主的缘故站立得稳。
On one hand, he encouraged the brothers to stand firm for the Lord's sake.
因为这一整个路程上，所有信主的都看见那个反对遣达没有停止过。
Because all among his journey, you can see that the oppositions has not stopped.
整个的环境不是在那里称许他们的。
The whole environment is not to go with them.
整个环境都是在那里与他们作对的。
But it's in opposition to them.
你要跟随主，你就必须要面对这些事情。
If you want to follow the Lord, you have to face these things.
那你怎么面对呢？
And how can you face them?
保罗就劝勉他们。
Paul would encourage them.
很明确地告诉他们。
Very clearly, he tells them.
我们进入神的国必须经过许多的艰难。
When we want to enter God's kingdom, we have to face much difficulties.
你得着进神的国的资格是很容易。
It's easy for you to gain the qualification to enter to the kingdom of God.
但是你真实的活进神的国的里边，那你要经过许多的艰难。
But to live truly in the kingdom of God, you have to face much difficulties.
那这个是他们对各地教会的一个劝勉。
And this is the encouragement they have for the churches.
当然这个在当时的环境里面我们也很能体会是这样的劝勉才是合宜。
And we can understand this is very appropriate for them to give such encouragement.
但是叫我们感觉稀奇的是什么呢？
But what causes us to be surprised is that
在这几个地方
among these places,
保罗他们停留的时间不是很长。
Paul did not stay there very long.
有些真的是几天。
For some places, only a few days.
我们起初说那个，我们读那个提撒罗尼迦的时候，我们还能算出他有，很可能有二十二三天。
And when we read in Thessalonians, we see it's about 22-23 days.
但是在这里啊。
But here.
比如这么你看到，真的有的地方就是两三天。
Among some places, only 2 or 3 days.
那他们就离开了。
They would leave.
那么当 他们再回头的时候
，and when they returned，
头一件事情叫我们稀奇的
，first thing that causes us to be surprised，
教会在那里建立起来
，is that the church was built。
弟兄姊妹们就在那里把教会的见证显明出来
，and the brothers and sisters would manifest God's testimony。
更叫我们稀奇的
，and also to our surprise，
他们在他们中间能由长老给选出来
，that they would have elders to be elected。
弟兄姊妹们。如果摆在今天我们 所面对的所接触的我们亲身所在的
So what we can experience today what we have seen today
如果一个人信主能经过五年六年他能承担一个长老的服事哎呀那我们已经是真在主的面前说感谢神给我们一个这样的恩典
If we see a person after 5 or 6 years believing in the Lord that he can take up the position of an elder, we'll say, we thank God.
那弟兄姊妹，当时他们没有四五年的时间。
But brothers and sisters, that time is not even 4 or 5 years.
也没有两三年的时间。
It's not even 2 or 3 years.
很短很短的时间。
Within a very short period of time.
他们中间就有长老给显出来。
And they would have an elder manifested.
弟兄姊妹，这是实在叫我们不能不稀奇的。
And it's very much to our surprise.
但是我们看到一件事情。
But we see one thing.
我们要从两方面来看。
We have to see from two angles.
一方面我们是看。
And one side we see.
圣灵的那个管理。
The governing of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的那个吸引。
And the attraction of the Holy Spirit.
让这些那一个时候信主的弟兄姊妹们，他们非常非常在主的面前。追求成长。
So the believers at that time, they really pursue to grow in God.
他们很迫切地追求成长。
And they really pursue to grow.
你说你怎么知道他们很追求成长
？And they say that how can you know that they zealous?
你不能忽略他们当时的那个环境。
You cannot ignore the environment at that time.
在那种环境里面，你要做基督徒。
At that environment that you wish to be a Christian,
你非要付代价不可。
You have to pay a price.
少付一点代价，你就没办法。在那里做跟随主的人。
If you don't want to pay a price, you cannot follow the Lord.
因为天天你面对的是人的讥诮、辱骂和反对。
Because every day you'll be scorned by people, insulted by people, and persecuted.
甚至是鞭打和或者是践踏。
And also to be flogged or to be trampled.
你少付一点代价，你也没有办法继续活在主的面前。
If you want to pay less of a price, that you cannot live before the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看他们。肯付代价，这样站立在主的面前。
So, brothers, you can see that they're willing to pay a price to stand before the Lord.
他们在那么短促信主的时日的里边，他们能有这样的胆量、力量和心思。
And within that short period of believing in the Lord, they have that courage and the strength and the heart before the Lord.
很显然的。
And clearly,
你看到从他们付代价的这一点。你就看到圣灵在那里的供应和扶持。
And you see that from the paying of the price, you see the Holy Spirit's provision and the guidance.
而在这样的情况的底下成长的神的儿女。
And under these circumstances,
他们天天在那里经历主。
The growth of the believers, they experience the Lord every day.
他们天天在那里尝到主的陪伴。
And they experience the company of the Lord every day.
他们也天天在那里。享用到主背他们的重担
，and daily they enjoy the Lord bearing the burden。
主对他们是真实的，不能再真实。
And the Lord is so real to them。
他们对主的认识是天天在那里更新。
And the knowledge of the Lord is renewed every day。
你不更新也不行。
And you cannot but to renew every day。
你不更新就在环境那里倒下去了。
Because if you don't renew, you'll fall down。
我们也常常说，我们不能用昨天的经历来应付今天的征战。
And we say that we cannot use yesterday's experience to deal with today's battle.
我们感谢神，他的恩典是天天都是新的。
We thank the Lord that His grace is new every day.
你就看看当时这些弟兄姊妹们。
And we see the brothers and sisters at that time.
他们就是在这种属灵的光景里边。来度过他们一天过一天，一天过一天。
That's how they spend the days under these spiritual conditions.
那所以当保罗回头走的时候
，So when Paul returned，
在那弟兄们当中已经显出一些已经在那里有长老服侍的那种弟兄们。
So among the brothers and sisters, their elders manifested.
哦，感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
保罗就照着主的意思。选立了他们。
According to God's will, Paul selected the people.
就禁食祷告，把他们交托给主。
He fasted and prayed and.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件很不得了的事。
And this is a great matter.
你保罗不在，我们怎么可以承担教会的责任？
If Paul's not there, how can we take up the responsibilities?
但是承担教会的责任不是保罗。
But to take up the responsibilities of the church is not Paul.
也不是巴拿巴。
It's not Barnabas.
是主自己。
It's the Lord himself.
这个是我们在神面前非常非常要看准的。
And we have to see this very clearly before the Lord.
许多时候我们以为是一些特殊的人在那里把教会支撑着。
Sometimes we think there's some special people who's holding up the church.
不是的。
But it's not.
是主自己。
It's the Lord himself.
没有一个人能承担教会的那个重担。
Not one single person can bear the great responsibility of the church.
当然神用着他们。
Of course the Lord will use the people.
但是他们能被神用乃是因为神做供应在前。
But the reason they can be used by the Lord is that the Lord is the one who's providing.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
保罗就在离开那地方的时候，就禁食祷告，把他们交托给主。
When Paul was leaving that place, that he would fast and pray and give them up before God.
那提到他们在这里禁食祷告，把他们交托给主。
When we mention how they fast and pray.
那我又澄清一下上一次和弟兄姊妹交通的时候，关乎禁食的那一个。那里头的一些事。
And I have to clear what I share with brothers and sisters about fasting last time.
我们真的是不知道禁食这一个规矩是从什么时候开始。
And we say that we do not know when did fasting begin.
在犹大和以色列没有被掳以前，他们也都有一点点这样的记录。
In Judah and Israel, before they were captured, there was such recording.
但是真正把禁食定型下来，作为一个定期的那一个仪文来做的呢？
But for fasting to be held regularly and as in the law,
有记录的，恐怕真的是在被掳去巴比伦的那一个时刻。
The recording began when the people were taken to Babylon.
所以弟兄姊妹，你留意，撒加利亚书上面就特别提到这些事。
And in the book of Zechariah, it made special mention.
犹大人就到主面前说。
The Jews came before the Lord.
我们在三月、四月、五月、七月，要不要再禁食
？Do we need to fast in March, April, May, and July?
主的回答说
，And the reply of the Lord，
你们哪里是禁食啊
？You are not fasting。
你们根本是在那里做个样啊，一点都不是禁食。
You're just doing it outwardly. You're not really fasting。
我也没有要求你们在那里要这样做。
And I did not ask you to do this。
我听出来你就看到。
And brothers, as you see，
什么时候禁食成了犹太教里头的一个固定的样式？
And since when did fasting became a law within the Judaism?
我们实在是不太清楚。
That we are not very clear about this.
我们说那是可能是。
We said could be probably.
那所以在使徒行传起初的时候，我们也看到，我们提过有三次的记录。
So in the beginning of the book of Acts, there are three recordings.
一次就是哥尼流。
One time is Cornelius.
这个是外邦人。
This is a Gentile.
一次是他们打发保罗跟巴拿巴在安提阿出去。
The other time is when they send Paul and Barnabas to leave for Antioch.
一次就是这次。
And also here is another
time. 除了这三次以外。
Other than these three times,
以后的使徒行传再没有这样的记录了。
There's no more recording in the book of Acts.
我们也特别提到。
And we also made special mention.
在书信里边，一直到启示录，也都没有提到这样的事情。
From the epistles to Revelation, there's no such recording anymore.
那我们就想起，
And then,
主在福音书上所说的。
We remember the, what the Lord said in the gospel.
新郎和他们同在的时候，他们不需要禁食。
When the groom is still with them, they do not need to fast.
新郎不与他们分离的时候，他们要来。
And after the groom leaves, that they should fast.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当主复活了以后。
After the Lord is resurrected,
主是和信主的人永远同住。
That the Lord is with, among, or with the believers always.
那还要不要禁食呢?
So do we still need to fast?
照着主当时那样说是禁食是不需要，但是你必须是住在主里面。
According to the, what the Lord said, that you do not need to fast, but you have to be living, abiding with the Lord.
但是我们又看到主在那个时候门徒去赶鬼啊。
And, but we also see that when the apostles, they were casting out demons.
赶不出来。
They were not succeeding.
后来主去把他赶走了。
And the Lord went and cast out demons.
门徒就问主。
And the disciples, they asked the Lord.
为什么我们不能把他赶走?
How come we cannot cast out the demons?
当时主说了一句话。
And the Lord said one thing.
他说这类的鬼啊，你如果不禁食就不能把他赶出来。
This kind of demons, if you don't fast, you cannot cast it away.
那好像主也是叫他们去禁食。
So as if the Lord tells them to fast.
那究竟是怎么回事呢?
So what does that mean?
我们在过一些时候就看到保罗在以弗所的做的一件事。
And later on we'll see what Paul performed in Ephesus.
有一个被鬼附的使女啊，天天在那里跟着保罗给他骚扰。
That's a slave girl who is demon possessed. She was following Paul.
把扫罗骚扰到受不了。
And she was annoying Paul.
我们读到那个时候你就看了，保罗转过身来就对他说，你走开。
And Paul turned around and said that you go away.
那个鬼就给赶走了。
And the demon was cast away.
保罗当时没有经过禁食。
And Paul did not fast at that time.
说弟兄姊妹们，这里面好像给我们有点困惑。
So we're puzzled.
那究竟对禁食这个事情我们怎么看呢?
So how should we look at this matter of fasting?
我个人觉得说
From my personal part of view,
你必须先要注意禁食是什么意思。
You have to pay attention to what fasting, what does it mean by fasting?
禁食乃是说
Fasting is
你承认神啊，我现在对着一件重大的事情我没有办法。
You acknowledge to God that I have no way of dealing this matter that I'm facing.
只有你出来对付才可以。
Only you can deal with it.
我现在就让你出来。
So I'm letting you deal with it.
弟兄姊妹，你看到禁食乃是把地位让出来。
So fasting is that you give up your position.
在神的面前承认神啊，只有你能。
And acknowledge before God that God is the only person who can.
我没有办法。
And I cannot.
我不行。
I don't have any.Way to deal with it.
所以主啊，你来。
So Lord, you do it.
那在旧约的时候，这个光景我们是能领会的清楚。
In the Old Testament, we can understand this very clearly.
那在新约的时候。
But in the New Testament.
那问题就不在乎禁食了。
The problem doesn't lie in fasting.
问题就在乎我们让不让主显明他的自己。
It has to do with whether we let the Lord manifest himself.
还是我们以为我们可以解决问题。
Or do we think that we can solve our problems?
我们手里头就紧握着不放。
That we hold fast to something.
那我们不放手，主当然不做工。
So if we don't let go, the Lord would not do perform.
我们承认我们没有办法，主啊，只有你能来做。
But if we acknowledge that we do not have any ways,And the Lord can
do it.
And the Lord could do it.
那事情就解决。
And the problem can be solved.
那你问为什么保罗后来，他们一奉主的名，彼得他们一奉主的名，许多事情都做过，都显出来。
Then we say that how come when Paul and Peter in the Lord's name they can perform a lot of things?
我个人以为有一件事情是我们可以不能忽略，但是我不敢说一定是，但是绝对是我们要参考的。
I think that there's something that we should not neglect, and we should use it as a reference.
那就是主说这一类的鬼，必须要祷告才能把必须要禁食才能把它赶出来。
Is that the Lord said this kind of demons you have to fast before you can cast away?
那是在主钉十字架和复活以前说的。
And this is said before the Lord was crucified and before he was resurrected.
那以后，那么主复活了以后。
And after he was resurrected,
弟兄姊妹，你注意。
Brother sister, take note.
主就宣告天上地上所有的权柄都交给我。
The Lord proclaimed all the authority in heaven and on earth is all given to him.
所以在那一个时候
，and at that time，
主住在我们这些人里面。
That the Lord abides in us.
你要让他自由的显明他自己。
If you let him manifest himself freely,
那天上地上所有的权柄也同时也就显出来了。
And the authorities in heaven and on earth will be manifested.
啊，虽然我不敢说这个就是那个答案。
Even though I cannot say that this is the answer.
但是这个的确是值得我们很严肃的去参考的。
But we can take this as a reference.
那好了，他们在那里把长老们交托给主以后
，So now that they have committed the elders to the Lord,
啊，他们就回到安提了
，And they return to Antioch.
我想弟兄姊妹们要注意这一点。
Brothers, take note.
圣经里头记载长老的出现，这里是头一次。
This is the first time the Bible recorded the elders.
啊，以前没有长老。
And there was no elders before.
现在看到长老。
Now we can see the elders.
以前你看到使徒。
Before you can see the disciples.
现在你看到长老。
Now you can see the elders.
那因为耶路撒冷一直使徒们都在那里。
Because in Jerusalem the apostles were there.
所以使徒们都在那里，所以长老出来就出来的晚。
So because the apostles were there, the elders appeared later.
现在他们教会一建立起来的时候
，So now that the churches are built，
他们并没有太多的使徒停留在他们当中很久。
There were not a lot of apostles stay there for a while。
他们必须学会了自己直接的仰望神。
So they had to learn to look upon the Lord themselves。
所以神也就在他们当中可以自由的做工。
So the Lord can work freely among them。
所以你看到在外邦的教会一建立不久。长老就显出来。
So among the Gentile churches, not long after they built, there were elders manifested.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
长老的显出不是选出来的。
The manifestation of the elders, they were not selected.
是从实际的里边活出来的。
They actually live out the ways.
活出了那个长老的实际。
And they live out the reality of the elders.
使徒们就给他们一个印证。
And the apostles, they give them they identify with them.
教会就给主在有组织的那个形式也就完全了。
So the church, the organization is completed.
The style.
The style of the church is completed.
然后他们就在回到安提阿那里，把在那一段时间神怎么做工的事情交通给教会。
So they returned to Antioch, then they fellowship with the others about how God's works was performed.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那里他说，他们交通到神怎样为外邦人开了信道的门。
That they fellowship how the Lord has opened up the door of faith to the Gentiles.
我想在这里用两句话给弟兄姊妹们留意一下就可以领会了。
That I'd like to use two senses.
彼得给外邦人开了天国的门。
That Peter opened up the gate to heaven for the Gentiles.
让外邦人也显明是神所悦纳的。
So the Gentiles, they were manifested, they are also accepted by the Lord.
那然后保罗呢
？And Paul
就给外邦打开了传福音的路。
He opened up the way of spreading the gospel to the Gentiles.
当然是神在那里走在前头。
And of course, the Lord was walking ahead of.
但是从这一个时候开始。
But from this time on.
那福音就向地极那边传开了。
The gospel was spreading toward the end of the earth.
好了，弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
当我们看到这许多的事情的时候。
When we see all these things happening.
那教会在那里好像是暗暗的。又好像是很蓬勃的在那里显明出来了。
That the church was manifested, even though hiddenly, but very prosperously.
特别是在外邦。
Especially among the Gentiles.
在这一个时候。
And at this time.
我们不能忽略这个时间的关系。
We cannot neglect the time.
那现在事情在外邦是这样的一步一步的扩展。
So these things are happening among the Gentiles.
神的见证是这样一步一步的在外邦给显明。
And the testimony of God is manifested among the Gentiles like this.
在这一个时刻的里头。
And within this time frame,
耶路撒冷教会发生难处了。
The church in Jerusalem, they are encountering difficulties.
那是15章里边的事情了。
Which is mentioned in chapter 15.
使徒行传的15章也是一个很重要的一章。
In chapter 15 of the book of Acts is very important.
你留意到15章里边所说的事情你就知道了。
In chapter 15, all those things are mentioned here.
那现在15章一开始就说出一件什么事呢？
In the beginning, what is mentioned in chapter 15.
他说有几个人从犹太下来教训弟兄们。
And it says some men came down from Judea to teach the brothers.
说你们不按照摩西的规条受隔离，你们不能得救。
He said that unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved.
简单的说就是什么呢？
Simply put, what does
it mean? 你们信耶稣不够。
It's not enough that you believe in Jesus.
你们必须要守摩西的律法。
So you have to keep the laws of Moses.
我们犹太人是先守摩西的律法。
For us Jews, we first keep the law of Moses.
我们才信耶稣。
And then we believe in the Lord.
所以这个是很自然。
So this is very natural.
但你们一信就信耶稣。
But for you, you just believe in the Jesus.
就缺了摩西的律法。
So you're lacking Moses' laws.
如果你们不缺了这个摩西的律法。
So if you're lacking Moses' laws.
你们还不能得救。
Then you're not saved.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是当时他们耶路撒冷和犹大的教会里边他们所认为是对的那一个事实。
And this is what they consider right among the people in Jerusalem.
我们说的上一次说到，为什么神从那一个时候开始，把他那个工作的那个重点从耶路撒冷挪移到安提阿呢？
And last time we mentioned the reason why God turned his focus of his work from Jerusalem to the Gentiles. Now we can see the main reason. Because the church in Jerusalem among the Jews, that the nature of their faith has changed. If it's only among the If it's only about the quantity, that's simple.
但现在不是量的变化。
But this is not a change in quantity.
是一个质的变化。
But it's in the
quality. 那或者说 the nature 是什么变化呢？
And what is the change?
是救恩其变化。
It's a salvation. There's a change in it.
主成就那个救恩。
That the Lord accomplishes salvation.
说这些信他的不是灭亡反得永生。
So all who believe will not perish but have eternal life.
彼得传福音的时候也很清楚地说，除他以外别无拯救。
When Peter spread the gospel, he says, "No, this by no one else but him you can be saved."
但是现在到了这个时候。
But now when we come to here.
离开我们的主复活也没有太多的时间了。
It's not long after the Lord was resurrected.
大概也是十年内的时候。
It's about 10 years after.
我不知道，应该是我们没有办法计算那是什么时候。不过从保罗的那个经历呢，大概的十来不到二十年的时候。
It's probably within 10 to 20 years.
是差不多了，因为这个时候是保罗信主15年以后就发生这个15章的事。
Because this is about 15 years after Paul believed in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹怎么知道是保罗信主15年以后的事呢？
And how can we know this 15 years after Paul believed in the Lord?
那是在加拉太书第一章。
This is in chapter 1 in Galatians, the book of Galatians.
那我们看到这样的事情。
And so we see this matter here.
那所以当时保罗跟巴拿巴就和他们在那里有点辩论。
So Paul and Barnabas, they were in debate with them.
那结果保罗跟巴拿巴就和一些弟兄姊妹们就上耶路撒冷去。
So now Paul and Barnabas and some other brothers, they go up to Jerusalem.
去见使徒和见长老。
And they met with the apostles and the elders.
要澄清这样的一件事。
So they want to clarify this matter.
弟兄姊妹在中文圣经的翻译的里边。
In the Chinese translation.
我想有一个词是翻得非常不好的。
And that's a translation is not very good.
是哪一个呢？是第二节。
It's in verse 2.
门的 就定规叫保罗和保罗巴拿巴和本会中几个人。
It says to send Paul and Barnabas and some people among the congregation.
英文就全清楚。
And in English, it's very clear.
是他们中间的几个人。
It's some along with some other believers, someone among them.
你说本会有什么了不起呢？也不是当时的事实吗？
And in the Chinese translation, it says that in that congregation.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看到宗派的那个事情，你就知道这一个词是不太好用。
And if you look at a matter of denominations, you see that this is a problem here.
如果我们真实的分能领会什么叫做分门别类呀、啊？那这个词实在是不太好用。
If we truly know what it means by division, then this is not a good term to use.
感谢主，第三节就说得很好。
But thank the Lord, in verse 3 it says very well.
于是教会就给他们送行。
Now it says the church sent them away.
他们就到了耶路撒冷。
And they arrived in Jerusalem.
到了耶路撒冷就去见使徒和长老。
So when they arrived in Jerusalem, they met the apostles and the elders.
那在这里我要必须要说明一件事。
And I need to clarify one thing here.
为什么要去耶路撒冷？
Why do they need to go to Jerusalem to see the apostles and the elders?
是不是因为耶路撒冷是头一个教会，所以他就是教会的头？
Is it because Jerusalem is the first church that they are the head, that it's the head of the church?
不说教会的头嘛，也说是一个领头的教会。
Is it, does that mean it's a leader of the church?
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
教会的头永远是基督。
The head of the church is always Christ.
不管你在什么地方
，No matter where you are，
做头的永远是基督。
The head is always Christ.
没有任何一个教会可以骑在别一个地方教会的上头的。
None of the church could rise above the other churches.
教会是地方性的。
The church are localities.
各个地方是独立在那里仰望主的。
So they are in their own place to look upon the Lord.
但是他们和其他的地方的教会也在交通的里边又连接起来。
But the churches can have fellowship with, among each other.
但是这个交通里边的连接不等于组织上的连接。
But the fellowship doesn't mean there's a connection in terms of organizations.
组织上连接起来，那就成了宗派。
The connections in terms of organizations will become denominations.
交通里连接起来，那是生命的见证。
But the connection built upon fellowship, that's a testimony of life.
虽然是一两个字不一样，但那是那一个事实就非常非常不一样。
So even though the words are the same, but the reality is very different.
但是为什么他们要到耶路撒冷？
Then why do they need to go to Jerusalem?
弟兄姊妹，问题就是在这里。
And the question is here, brothers and sisters.
因为使徒们在哪里？
Because the apostles are there.
因为当时使徒们仍然在耶路撒冷。
Because the apostles, they were still in Jerusalem.
而使徒他们有一个属灵的责任。
And they have the spiritual responsibility.
是传递和澄清主的真道。
Is to deliver and clarify the truth of the Lord.
所以你留意到以弗所书第二章那里说，教会是给建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
So in Ephesians chapter 2, it says the church is built upon the apostles and the truth.
事实上，我们也看见，教会里边所有的，那就说圣经吧，新约圣经。
When we can say that the New Testament.
主是借着使徒和先知交通出来。
It's through the apostles and the prophets and prophets that is communicated.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你看到。
So brothers and sisters, you see.
为什么要到耶路撒冷呢？
Why do they need to go to Jerusalem?
第一个原因就是因为使徒们在哪里。
The first reason is that the apostles are there.
然后必须要到那里去求一个印证。
They have to seek an identification there.
第二个原因呢？
And another reason?
因为那一批来到外邦教会引起难处的是耶路撒冷教会那里出来的。
Because those who arouse difficulties among the Gentiles, they are from the Jerusalem church.
那究竟是这几个人的个人的那一个 动作呢，还是耶路撒冷教会的差派呢？
So whether it's the actions of these few people on their own, or are they sent by the church from Jerusalem?
所以这个问题又要澄清。
So they have to clarify this problem.
那因着这两个原因。
And because of these two reasons.
所以保罗跟巴拿巴就到耶路撒冷。
So Paul and Barnabas, they went to Jerusalem.
他们到了那里。
And when they arrived.
他们就有了一次很严重的很严肃的聚会。
And they have a solemn gathering.
全教会都几乎都在一起。
Almost the whole church is there.
保罗他们一面在述说神的作为。
So Paul were there to proclaim God's words.
但是有几个法利赛的背景的信徒他们就站起来说。
And some believers with Pharisees' background, they stood up.
但是必须要给外邦人行割礼。
And they said the Gentiles must be circumcised.
吩咐他们守摩西的律法。
And they need to obey the laws of Moses.
不然的话他们不能得救。
Otherwise they cannot be saved.
弟兄姊妹你要晓得他们为什么会这样说呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you know why they said this?
他们有根据的。
There's a basis there.
根据什么呢？
And what is the basis?
根据旧约律法上面的定位。
It's according to the laws of the Old Testament.
那个时候犹太外邦人要守月节，要参加犹太人的那些敬拜神的事情，可以不可以呢？
So at that time, can the Gentiles observe Passover or to worship God?
摩西就去求问神。
And Moses went to seek after the
Lord. 神就告诉他说。
And God told him.
给他们行割礼。
That have them circumcised.
就可以让他们守月节。
Then they can observe the Passover.
所以有这样一个旧约的背景在那里。
So that's the background of the Old Testament here.
所以造成他们说。你要信主，必须要经过摩西。
So that's why these people said, if you want to believe in the Lord, you have to go through Moses and circumcision.
这个证明你是给神悦纳的。
So to prove that you're pleased by God.
你们外邦人信主，没有这样的背景。
You Gentiles, you want to believe in the Lord and have no such background.
所以现在你们要补课。
So you have to make up the lesson.
你们要是不补课的话，你们就不能得救。
If you don't make it up, then you won't be saved.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
先是几个这样的信徒提出。
At first, it's mentioned by some of the believers.
然后你就留意底下。
And then, when we read on.
第六节。
Verse 6.
使徒长老。聚会商议这事。
The apostles and the elders met to consider this question.
辩论已经多了。
After much discussion.
弟兄姊妹注意这个过程。
Let's take note of this process.
辩论已经多了。
After much discussion or debate.
当时他们的使徒和耶路撒冷教会的长老们。
At that time, the apostles and the elders in Jerusalem.
他们就在那里辩论了很久很久很久。
And they had a great debate going on there.
为什么要辩论很久很久？
And why do they have to debate for a long time?
因为犹太的背景在耶路撒冷教会太厉害了。
Because there's a great background in Jerusalem there.
他们先入为主的那一种观念没有办法一下子就。放下来。
And they could not let go of this old thinking.
不但是信徒是这样。
Not only the apostles are like this.
你留意这里。
You take note of here.
长老们。
The elders.
甚至包括当中的部分的使徒们也说不定。
Maybe including some apostles.
他们就辩论了很久。
So they debate for a long time.
也辩论了很多。
And much debate or discussion.
好像没有辩论到一个结果。
As if they could not come to a conclusion.
说不了的时候。
So at the end.
彼得就站起来说。
Peter got up.
就说第十章哥尼流家里的事。
And told them about what happened in chapter 10, the house of Cornelius.
明明指出。
And clearly pointed out.
神在哥尼流家里边所做的事情和我们在五旬节那一天所接受的一个模样。
Clearly pointed out what God had done in the house of Cornelius and also what's happened in the day of Pentecost is the same.
没有两样。
There's no difference.
神把圣灵也已经赐给他们了。
And God has given them the Holy Spirit.
和我当初我们接受圣灵的时候是一个样。
It's the same as when we received the Holy Spirit.
神既然悦纳他们，我们是谁？我们可以说，他们要加上一些 动作才能得救呢？
So if God accepted them, who are we to say that we have to add something to them so that they can be saved?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
彼得这一番话。
After Peter's speech,
把神的心思带出来。
That he has brought forth God's heart.
也指出了犹太人他们的那个难处在哪里。
And he pointed out what the difficulty is among the Jews.
我们留意。
Let's take note.
借着哥尼流家里头的那一件事。
Through what happened in Cornelius' house.
印证了神悦纳犹太人跟外邦人。没有区别。
It proves that there's no difference in the way that God accepts the Gentiles and the Jews.
另外也印证了一件事情。
It also proves
彼得说
that Peter said
我们的祖宗和我们不能负的恶
that the burden, the yoke that our ancestor and us cannot bear.
为什么又放在门徒的颈上上
Why would you put it on the necks of the disciples?
我们得救乃是因主耶稣的恩和他们一样，这是我们所相信的。
We believe that it is through the grace of the Lord Jesus that we are saved just as they are.
现在你们再来谈这个事情，简直是试探神。
So when you want to mention again, it's just testing God.
但是你们为什么会这个样呢？
But why would you be like this?
保罗在这里说到，律法是我们的祖宗和我们所不能被负的恶，所不能负的恶。
That Paul said here, the laws are the yoke that neither our fathers or us can bear.
既然我们都负不起。
So if we cannot bear.
神是在那个律法以外给我们救恩。
That God gives us a salvation outside of the law.
那我们为什么要叫这些外邦的弟兄们再重新回到律法里面去呢？
Then why would we cause these Gentile brothers to return to the law?
在这里就指出犹太人的一个最大的毛病。
It pointed out the greatest problem of the Jews.
这个毛病是什么？
And what is this problem?
明明知道是不能负的恶。
They clearly know that this is a yoke that cannot be borne.
但是还是在那里肯放手。
But they could not let it go.
为什么？
And why is that?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
罗马书第十章就给我们一个很明确的答案。
In Romans chapter 10, there's a clear answer there.
什么答？那答案是什么呢？
So what is the answer?
那里指出犹太人所做的。
It pointed out what the Jews have done.
他们要立自己的义。
They have to establish their own righteousness.
又用着我自己所做的来表明我是义。
They want to use what they do to show that they are righteous.
因为律法就是要求人去做嘛。
Because the law requires the people to do something.
啊，我做，把律法所要求的做好了，那我就是一个义人嘛。
So if I continue to do something and satisfy the requirement of the law, I'm a righteous person.
主的话也实在是有这样的说。
The words of the Lord is also like this.
圣经上，你们如果照着这样的行，这就是你们的义。
In Deuteronomy, it says that if you do according to this, that would be counted as your righteousness.
但是问题就是说，你都有没有资格，有没有条件去把律法上所要求的都做得出来？
But the problem is, do you have the qualification? Can you do what is required of the law?
你就没有办法做得出来。
You cannot do it.
但是他还是在那里拼命要自己做。
But the people would still strive to do it.
所以就死也不肯放。
Then they would not let go of the law.
死也不肯把旧约里面的东西放走。
And they would not forsake what's in the Old Testament.
却不懂得在旧约的里面去寻找旧约的那个经义。
And they could not understand to find out the spirit of the Old Testament.
所以结果他们就一直背着那个重担背啊，还是不能得救。
So they continue to bear the great burden and cannot be saved.
你留意保罗在上面第十三章传福音的时候所说的那句话，上次我也特别提出来。
Let's take note of what Paul said in chapter 13.
那是十三章的39节。
It's chapter 13, verse 39.
摩西的律法在一切不得称义的事上，信靠这人就得称为义了。
Through him, everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified from the law of the Moses.
你在律法里做来做去都做不到的呢，你相信主你就得了。
You cannot be justified by the law, but if you believe, you'll be saved.
他们就是不肯放手。
But they could not let go.
结果就把耶路撒冷教会弄得一塌糊涂。
So as a result, they stir up a great disturbance in the Church of Jerusalem.
当我们看到这样的一件事的时候
，So when we see this, brothers and sisters,
我们就看到为什么神把他做工的手从耶路撒冷、从犹大挪移到 安提阿到外邦。
So we will see that why God turned his hand from working in Jerusalem and Judah to the Gentiles and to Antioch.
我们今天晚上大概也只能交通到这。
I think we can only share to up to here this evening.
很多该交通的话，也只能留到下礼拜。
So we have to leave the rest to next week.
因为那个时间跟那个录影带都没有了。
Because we don't have much time or the tape is running out.
我们就今天晚上就停在这。
So we'll stop here this evening.